Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We are live from the TireRack.com studios. And shortly after the show, our podcast will go up. All right. So if you missed any part of the show, or you will miss some part of the show, be sure to check out the podcast so you get caught up. All you do is search Odd Couple wherever you get your pods. And be sure to also follow, rate, and review our podcast. Again, just search Odd Couple wherever you get your podcast, and you'll see today's show posted right after we get off the air. Of course, spread the word to your family, your friends, your loved ones, your neighborhood, cats, all that. Your co-workers. Tell everybody about the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Also, test your skills on Prize Picks this football season. You get, it's a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit prizepicks.com/odd100 and use the code ODD100 for a first deposit match up to $100 today. Bottom of the hour, our man Eddie House joins us as usual on Thursdays, and we will get caught up on all the NBA action with him. All right, Rob, we have heard many people now praise Brock Purdy. We had Dante Whitner, who calls games for them, broadcast out there in the Bay Area, former player for the 49ers. He's talked about Purdy as the MVP on this show. We have had on ESPN, you've heard Rex Ryan say he was the next Joe Montana. He's the first one I heard him compare him to Joe Montana. And now Joe Montana's favorite receiver, a guy that many think, Rob, is not only the best, pretty much everybody thinks he's the best wide receiver ever, but people even think he's the best football player, period. That, of course, being Jerry Rice, and who won two Super Bowls with Montana. And here he is, Rob, talking about Brock Purdy.
Brock reminds me a lot of Montana, his coolness. He doesn't get rattled.
Mm-hmm.
You need your quarterback to be that way.
Right.
What he's doing, the leadership, his composure. Watching him when he first took over, the velocity behind his throws. Hey, man, tight spiral, you know, catchable ball, you know, like that. You know, I love it, man. And his decision-making, he doesn't hold on to the ball that long.
What do you think, Rob?
He was just talking about being cool like Joe Montana. That's the only mention he made of Joe Montana, his coolness. That's fine.
I'm not saying he's Joe Montana. I'm just saying he did say more than that.
He talked about the quick release.
He talked about the accuracy. I mean, if you listen to the clip,
he said he was cool. MVP?
No, we ain't talking about him being MVP.
Oh, okay.
But I'm saying what he said, you want to hear it again? Because I'm just saying he didn't just say he was cool like Joe Montana. He brought up a lot of things.
Right, but when you talk about the Joe Montana part,
is when he talked about his coolness, right? And not
He reminds me a lot of Joe Montana. He said his coolness, and then he started talking about his other qualities. So I took it like he was saying those other qualities reminded him of Joe.
I didn't take it that way. Okay.
Okay. So that's all you got to say about it?
Yeah, what do you say? What do you have to say about it? We've talked about Brock Purdy, and I know you're high on him, which is cool, and he's in the running for the MVP, but I'm more like, who do we have on yesterday? The GM. Got it. Randy Mueller. I'm when Randy and I are in lockstep, and Randy, you know, the guy who's been in the league, and he looked at it and was with me with Lamar, and he looked at the stuff that Lamar does. So I'm a Lamar guy as far as MVP, despite the numbers. But go ahead. What did you think about Jerry Rice and his endorsement? Is that what you got from it?
No, I'm not even talking about MVP. I'm talking about him comparing Brock Purdy to Joe Montana. I'm not going to sit here and say Brock Purdy is going to be Joe Montana or close. I mean, Joe Montana, you think he's the GOAT, and that's fair. He's in the discussion. I think he's second, right behind Tom Brady. I think he's – but everybody would have him in their top five. So you're talking about an absolute, you know, all-time great. So I'm not going to sit here and say Brock Purdy is going to be that.
I got you.
But I do agree with Jerry in that, you know, Rob, I am big on intangibles when it comes to top quarterbacks. I think Tom Brady, all of them, there's a certain physical standard, if you will, that you have to meet. If you can't meet a certain physical threshold of ability, arm strength, and we're talking about quarterbacks, arm strength, some degree of athleticism, maybe not athletic relative to other NFL players, but some degree of athleticism. Like, there's a bar you have to hit. And if you can hit that bar, then I think intangibles are very important when we talk about excellent quarterbacks. Brady, the GOAT, not the strongest arm in the world. Good arm, but not the strongest in the world. Montana, not the strongest arm in the world. But those two and many of the other top ones had the coolness Jerry Rice was talking about, the composure under pressure, make quick decisions, accurate with their passes, can make all of the throws, and process quickly. If the first option is not the second option, not the third, they're on to the third or fourth option quicker than most quarterbacks. I think those things are incredibly important when we talk about quarterbacking at the NFL level. And I think that's why we see some guys that aren't the best athletes or guys that weren't even like incredible superstars in college or at the biggest programs, the Alabamas, the USCs, and so on and so forth, who go on and have sometimes be some of the greatest college or NFL quarterbacks we've ever seen, because they're not the, like at Alabama, you're throwing to the best receivers that are way better than everybody else. And so are your linemen and everybody else on your team. And so you don't generally have to go past the first or second option a lot, you know, whereas other quarterbacks may have to process longer, may have to make more out of nothing than a guy at a big school. Sometimes it's not a rule, but it's a lot of times that's the case. And I think Purdy has all that. So I think that's similar to Montana. And also, Rob, you know this. Montana was a third-round pick. Montana was the fourth quarterback taken in his draft in 1979. Montana didn't start his first 2 years in San Francisco. Montana was good in college. He didn't lighten it up. He was a part-time starter most of his college career at Notre Dame. And then, you know, he had moments, though, that made you think, oh, maybe – he had big moments, and I know numbers are different, but just his 3 years essentially in college, 25 touchdowns, 25 picks. It's not the same as today, but that's also not, you know, going to make anybody go crazy. And obviously he became one of the best we've ever seen in the pros. So I think those things are similar. Where I think it's different, Rob, and look, I've been one to say, well, Montana had Rice. And Montana had Roger Craig, who was great, even though he wasn't a Hall of Famer. And he had John Taylor, who was great after the catch, even though he wasn't a Hall of Famer and all that. And all that's true. But that was when Montana won MVPs, 89, 90. Montana, Rob, won two Super Bowls before Jerry Rice walked in the door.
I tell people all the time when I give his resume, two with Jerry and two without. So don't make it like it's all Jerry Rice.
He wasn't that. And that's where I think is the difference. I'm not saying Purdy couldn't be good. I'm not going to say he win Super Bowls without these guys. I'm not even going to say, I don't know that he'd be good or great without these weapons he has. I know Montana was. And Dwight Clark was good, but he's not a Hall of Famer. And some of the other players that he had were, you know, were good. They won two Super Bowls. But, Rob, that's to me, that's the difference. Purdy, we may never see Purdy without a stacked team, or at least not for a while. So it's hard to compare that. But I those are my comparisons, and then those are my differences in that Montana would have been great. He was great with or without Jerry Rice and a lot of other great skill position players. We don't know that about Purdy.
Yeah. No, that's always been my case with Joe Montana. It's like for people, when you just look at it, his resume is ridiculous. It just is. The four Super Bowls, Chris.
Yep.
Two with Jerry, two without Jerry. 11 touchdowns.
And I mean, the past, remember, Rob, a lot of people highlight was to Dwight Clark.
Right. That's a great throw to Dwight Clark. And I said, and Chris, he had 11 touchdowns, no picks in the Super Bowl. He won the MVP in the Super Bowl three times. And the other one is, Chris, two of those Super Bowls, he needed a touchdown to win the game, not a field goal. Like, he had to get a touchdown.
Right.
And that's different. It's not taken away from anybody else, but when your team needed to win two Super Bowls where you need a touchdown to win the game –
yep.
And he gets it done. I mean, his resume is
coolness.
And he has what? Doesn't he have the highest quarterback rating of anybody in the Super Bowl, right? Like, I think he has that. Doesn't he have that?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think
Rob G looked that up.
I'm not sure. I think he owns that as well, Chris. So it just speaks volumes as far as what he was able to do. He's a one of a kind guy. And I think that's why a lot of people look at him. And if they're not on the Brady train, it's hard not to think of Joe Montana, because people thought of Joe Montana, and that's what separates him from Dan Marino. Dan Marino did a lot of stuff in a league, Chris, that wasn't throwing a football like that.
He was putting up modern day numbers.
Right. He was doing that now, back in the 80s. So that's what makes him so impressive and why people overlook that he only got to that one Super Bowl his second year and never got back.
Yep.
Because it's incredible. Yep. What he's able to do. So,
yeah, and that's what I mean by intangibles. I mean, nobody in their right mind would say Montana was more physically gifted than Marino, but between the years, he had it all. And so, yeah, I think Brock Purdy, we'll see what he ends up doing. I'm not even going to sit here and say I've never compared him to Montana. Other than this conversation, you know, I saw Rex Ryan do it, and now we've seen Rice do it. I'm not going to do that. I'll talk about them and their similarities and differences now because it's a topic. But I'll just say this, Rob. You don't, and I'm not saying he's going to be this, but you don't become that guy until you become that guy. Like Joe Montana, nobody thought he was going to be Joe Montana until he was Joe Montana. Tom Brady, nobody thought. Kurt Warner, nobody thought. You know, like, and I don't know. We'll see what Brock Purdy becomes. But there's guys that come from, you know, nowhere, so to speak, that become great, that because of where they came from, you're going to underrate them until they make it to the point where you just can't anymore.
That's what I've said about Brock Purdy with the whole – this season and everything, that no matter what, fair or not, Chris, it's not fair to be honest, they will not like rubber stamp him until they see in the postseason that he gets them to where they are supposed to go. And obviously, we talked about it before, if the defense gives up 45 points, no one's going to be blaming Brock Purdy. But until he can win for them, that's the ultimate stamp. That's when people can no longer wonder or question, you know what I mean, where you are and where you fit in. And that's just how it's going to be for him from here on out.
No doubt. All right, 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Jerry Rice, the GOAT, compares Brock Purdy, says it reminds him of Joe Montana. Is that a fair or foul? Your thoughts next. A couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right. It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. And we're live from the TireRight.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All of your protection is in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. The GOAT receiver, Jerry Rice, compares Brock Purdy to his former quarterback, the great Joe Montana. You think that's accurate or ridiculous? Your thoughts next. Is Chris and Rob the Odd Couple? What you got?
Corey, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Corey?
Good evening, guys. So Corey in Fresno, I called you guys last time this year, Thursday before Christmas. I was Corey in Virginia.
Okay.
If you guys don't remember, I called to give the shout out to our man Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
Yes.
And then Sean in Sacramento followed to call to say the exact same thing. But I just want to call again to wish you guys a happy holiday. Say thanks for everything. Really appreciate just a great year out of everybody. Rob does a great job when he fills in on the co-host. It's Thursday, so we got our self-proclaimed update anchor of the year, Steve DeSager, on the desk.
No doubt.
And so
well,
just the way
you,
life
man.
Happened.
We appreciate it, and happy holidays to you.
Corey, that is so nice. That is really nice.
Absolutely.
Well, we appreciate the great work you guys do, and hope you have a happy holiday. And also shout out to Dre in Massachusetts, who usually calls in right around this time on my way home from work every day. I always enjoy his calls, so say hey to him for me. And you guys have a happy holiday.
We'll do.
Right.
Thank you, Corey.
He didn't have a comment.
Nah, he was just trying to be nice. He loves the show. And we appreciate that. Chris and I talk about it all the time. Never take ever for granted the people who listen to your show.
Rob G said he mentioned everybody except Rob G.
Nah, he loves Rob G.
I mean, he mentioned everybody important. It's okay.
He didn't mention him. I mean, I don't
Rob
know.
Rob G.
Steve's not even here full time, and Steve got a shout out.
Yes. Right. He said Steve.
I was expecting Monzi Bolaños to get a little love.
He said Steve is the best. What'd he say? The best anchor, right?
We love Steve DeSager.
Yeah, Steve. He's steady. He's not not off the doesn't fly off the handle. He's as steady as it goes at Fox Sports Radio. He's not like some loony tick, you know what I'm saying? Doing an update.
We must not have any more callers.
No. How's that?
Okay, can you guys hear me?
No, we can't, Tom Looney. Chris, no. That nobody got moved by Jerry Rice's Brock Purdy, Joe Montana. Not. No.
Looney, what you got? What's up, man? Happy holiday. Is he off now?
Looney? Oh, he's off now.
Oh. All right. Rob G, I know you are moved by Jerry Rice.
Yeah, you're moved, right, Rob G?
Absolutely, because I'm a Brock Purdy guy. I had tweeted out back in October before Brock Purdy was even a thing that I thought this was going to be his Joe Burrow season. What I meant by that was Joe Burrow, his first year, they're like, oh, you know, he's got some flashes. He looked pretty good. And then he tore his knee up and then we didn't get to see the rest of it. But in year two, he comes out like gangbusters, surrounded by talent, similarly to Brock Purdy, and he gets them to the Super Bowl. They didn't win it. But once that season was over, everyone just conceded. You know what? Joe Burrow's that guy. He's one.
He's Joe Burrow, please.
Rob, if you just look at the way they play, does Joe Burrow have a cannon for an arm?
No.
Is he elusive in the pocket like Lamar?
No, but see, here's the difference, though.
What?
Can I give you the difference?
That drafted number one versus Okay, go for
not
it.
Not that. Joe Burrow went to a bad team that hadn't done anything in the postseason or anything. Brock Purdy is on a team that had already been to a Super Bowl without. I'm just saying, like, sure. That's the difference. Like, one guy has made an immediate impact and turned a franchise around. Would you give me that?
Yeah, okay. Of course. But
that's sure. The only
it's
thing.
Like
that's
what
why
I said with Montana.
Sure.
You know what I mean? That's why it's hard to really give Brock Purdy that, because they went to the Super Bowl without him. They went to three NFC Championship games, Chris. You know what I mean? Like, they've done this stuff. It's just not to take anything away from him,
because he's right. Clearly made them better.
Right, but they've already done that.
Right, and the thing, Joe Burrow deserves a ton of credit for that, obviously, because it takes a special kind of guy emotionally and mentally.
You remember people told him don't go to Cincinnati,
right. But it's
that?
Not like when he, you know, since he's been there, the cupboard's been bare. Like their weapons are just as good as any team in the league.
No, I'm not
right?
saying
receivers. Strictly receivers are
Chase, Higgins, Boyd, Mixon, yeah. And Zach Taylor strictly is also receivers. From the Shanahan coaching tree.
Right.
So it's not as crazy as I think that people might sound on his face. The Purdy Burrow comparison. I'm honestly surprised that given how much success Brock Purdy has had this season, that people are not coming around to him.
But even what you call football people, you know what I mean? Like, and I know some people think there are people in the league who don't want to see him succeed because they missed on him or whatever. I don't know. I just think that people who are closer to it look at a lot of that stuff and say, and even I know I heard Doug Gottlieb even saying, I'm not saying that Doug Gottlieb's the end-all, be-all on, but he even said, and I thought that was even extreme, that 15 quarterbacks could do what Brock Purdy's doing. Like,
yeah, 50, but
like
I you mean,
could, no, I'm just saying.
Right,
I think that's extreme to say, like, anybody. I'll just put anybody in there. He said 15 different quarterbacks could do exactly what Brock Purdy's doing, given what he has around him. And that's why a lot of people have discounted him.
Here's the thing, and mate, I don't know, but what I will say is this: some of the hypotheticals are kind of ridiculous. Because, Rob, you know that you don't know. There might be quarterbacks better individually than Brock Purdy that put them in that situation and they wouldn't be as good. We see it in, I mean, I know basketball is obviously a completely different sport. But there are times when certain guys are better built for certain systems. And, you know, I just think that is something like to just say, you could throw any competent quarterback into San Francisco and they would be awesome. I don't know. I mean, if it's a quarterback that's not, maybe it would be different. They might be great, but it might be different. You know, Purdy is a very on-time quarterback. Very, you know, so is Tua in Miami. You get a quarterback that's not as much like that, and it would be great, but it would look different, you know. So I think that's something. But I, you know, everybody's throwing out hypotheticals. Like we don't know. I mean, we just throw so and so there. yeah, give them, I mean, these guys as weapons, and they're great. No doubt about that. All right, it is the iCouple. We got our man Eddie House around the corner. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
If you like using debit over credit, you should get rewarded. Well, now you can with Discover's Cashback Debit. It's a checking account that rewards everyone with cash back on everyday purchases. There are no fees whatsoever. You can check out the eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashback debit. Discover Bank, member FDIC. That's right. You hear the funky music. Our next guest, NBA sharpshooter, NBA champion. We welcome in our man, Eddie House. E House, what up, man?
Gentlemen, how you guys doing? Happy holidays.
Yes, sir.
You too,
Merry Christmas.
Man. Happy holidays. Let's start with the Lakers, 1-4, I believe, since they won that in-season tournament. I feel like they put, particularly LeBron, and probably he got his teammates to buy in, that they just put a lot more emotional energy, a lot more mental energy into that tournament than most other teams did, and now there's a letdown there because of it. Do you agree with that, or what are your thoughts?
I agree with that. I agree that they pushed all in for that. They wanted to make a statement. They wanted to be the first ones to win it. It meant something to LeBron, another feather in his cap. Also for those young guys to get that money. So they were extremely motivated. I think they are having a little bit of an emotional letdown, but besides emotional letdown, I mean, other guys aren't stepping up for their team. You know, I think AD has been playing phenomenal hoop. LeBron been playing cool, but the Vanderbilts of the world is up and down. D'Angelo Russell's up and down. I think Austin Reeves is probably the only other consistent player that they have on their team where night in and night out, you pretty much know what you're going to get from them. But they're just a little bit too inconsistent.
Yeah, seems like to start, it's not what people were hoping. They thought the Lakers would be doing better. Let me ask you this. You got to see Monty Williams coach a lot, obviously, in Phoenix. What, Eddie, they're trying to break a 24-game losing streak.
Keep losing him money.
No, no, no. They're losing 84-82 right now to Utah that has like four players tonight. But I'm just trying to figure out, What do you – is there nothing you can do? Like, you know what I mean? Like, Monty's got a six-year contract for a gazillion dollars. What do you do when a team loses 24? There's something that's not – there's not a connection there. Am I off?
No, you're not off. I don't know what you do. I've never been a part of something like that. I've been on, you know, long winning streaks, but never been a part of no extremely long losing streak. So I don't know what that environment's like, but I did hear Monty Williams say one thing after the game. He said – we don't rebound, we don't guard, and we can't make shots. That's a recipe for disaster.
Right.
You're going to lose a bunch of games if that's the case. And he was like, he was flustered. He said, I don't even know what to – he doesn't know what to do. And I don't – like, in today's game, you can't run guys like you would run them back in the day. Like, I played on a Pat Riley team that was pretty bad my third year in Miami. And we ran. You know, he got it out of us. You just can't do that no more. It's just not the way that the league is made up. So I don't know what the change has to be. Actually, to be honest with you, I don't think it has anything to do with Monty Williams because we've seen what he did with Phoenix. I think it has everything to do with those players there. At some point, a player's pride has to come in and say, oh, enough is enough. Enough of this shit. I've got to do what I got to do to try to get a win. And it has to start at the top with your leaders. And frankly, who are their leaders over there? That's the question.
Go ahead, Rob.
Yeah, I can't – this is my issue. You can't put it all on the players. It's a young team. We get it. Monty was supposed to come there. It's too easy to just say Monty had a lot of players in Phoenix, and he didn't win anything in Phoenix. I just think – it's too easy not to give him any blame. I mean, if you're going to get rid of the whole roster, then you need to fire the general manager, I guess, right? Is that so? So you're saying you would fire the general manager because he didn't have any players?
Well, Troy could be in trouble. There's no doubt.
That's, That's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm saying at some point players' pride has to step in. You could, as a coach, you could put a game plan out there and say, hey, this is what we got to do. The players don't execute it, then, I mean, they might as well ball it up if they go out there and freelance and do whatever they're going to do. I just think that I've seen Monty Williams take a Phoenix team that wasn't that good in the bubble, and he made them competitive. And that next year, they were extremely competitive. Granted, they did have Devin Booker over there. They did have end up getting Chris Paul. They had some good players to start with. But the fact of the matter is, when they first started in that bubble, they weren't that
good.
Remember,
that's when they won the 8 straight. Right, 8-0.
Yeah, they weren't that good. But then they believed. So he can coach and he can get guys to believe in him. I don't know if these guys believe in him. And that's the thing. When your superstar players don't believe in the coach's message,
right,
then it falls on deaf ears to everybody. And I don't know who the leaders of that team is. You know, Cade Cunningham, talented as he is, he's been out for a long time. Now he's back playing. I don't know. Who's the leader on that team?
Eddie,
there's nobody.
Another team, I mean, San Antonio, they won. They beat the Lakers a week or so ago.
Yeah, I got a problem with
them
losing 18
in a row. But they lost
18
straight and then 20 of 21. And I got to be honest, I'm looking at – I mean, it's like Belichick, but I'm looking at Popovich. Like, I look at that team and I'm like, man, y'all treat Wimby like he's, you know, Zach Collins or something, the way y'all look him off and don't give him the rock as much as I think he should get it. Like, what are your thoughts with them and Popovich?
I think Popovich has cachet, you know, with
of course,
the history of what they did. So he's going to get a pass the same way Belichick does. I think they're slowly bringing Wimby in, and I'm not sure if that's the right way to slowly bring him along, because I think he's there. I've seen him play. I've seen him go against AD and get 30 points against AD. They went back and forth, and if it wasn't for a travel, he had an opportunity to maybe hit a three to tie it up, go to overtime. You never know what happens in a game like that. But saying all that, I say this. I say that Wimby is a hell of a talent, but their roster is just not is not conducive to a roster that is going to be competing. They do have that piece, Wimby. They got some little nice pieces that's over there, but for the most part, I don't know what you're supposed to do when – You're not that talented as a team. You might have one or two talented players. I mean, as far as
you're making a great point. I guess there are kind of two philosophies, because I've even said I don't know that the offense should run through Wimby because he's so young. But I guess the other philosophy is, man, he's ready. Give him the rock. And Pop's never really done. I mean, I guess Kawhi after, you know, the big three was gone. But Are there kind of those two schools of thought of, hey, let's put the pressure on him, kind of like Cleveland did with LeBron, and let him carry us even though he's young, or try to bring him along slowly?
I think you have to do it. It can't be like – I think you have to throw him in the fire, and he's shown that he can handle it. You put his feet to the fire, he can walk on it. He's good. He's an extremely talented player. So I think where – It's comparable to Belichick and Popovich. They stuck in their old ways, and they say, this is how we do it. I think you have to evolve. I think you have to say, you know what? I know my old way was like this, but I've got somebody that's different that's going to break that mold. He's going to make me get out of my comfort zone. I think you got to just go with him and let him be the guy. You got to play through Wimby. And all that's going to do is give him confidence. It's not like he's lacking confidence. It's not like he's lacking dog. It's none of that.
Right.
He's not going to get punked out on the court. He's ready to play. He's going to get down and get dirty. But I want to go back to the young teams, right? OKC is a young team. But look how fast they turn things around.
Houston.
I mean, that's a real young basketball
Orlando.
Team over there. But,
yep.
But I think that the leaders believe in their coach, and their coach's message trickles down all the way through that locker room. And it starts when you have the ear of the superstar, and he's relaying the coach's message on how to play.
That's our man, Eddie House.
Eddie House, Merry Christmas, man, to you and the family.
Merry Christmas, guys. Happy holidays, man. Take care and be safe.
Is it snowing in Phoenix? And I'm just asking.
No. Oh, no, it's like 77 degrees.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I feel you.
No doubt.
Good job, Eddie.
Thank
you. Stuff. Have a great weekend. Shop Talks next. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios. Did you know Discover wants everyone to feel special? That's why with your Discover card, you've got access to 24/7 customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. You can learn more at Discover.com/credit card. Limitations do apply. It's time for Shop Talk.
Ain't nobody exempt in the barbershop. You know that. Ain't nobody exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
Now, it's Shop Talk.
That's right. It is Shop Talk here on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio, segment where we talk about something happening outside of the world of sports. This week's topic comes to us from Hollyweird, where Cameron Diaz made some headlines this week appearing on a podcast. And during the conversation, she said, quote, "We should normalize married couples sleeping in separate bedrooms."
Why?
She just believes that that should be a normal thing. Now she is, and she has since tried to backtrack by saying, "By the way, I don't feel that way now because my husband is so wonderful. I've said that before I got married." She also said in the podcast, not only should they have separate bedrooms for comfortability purposes, and then we meet in the middle at later times for other relations, we should have separate houses altogether so we can each have our own space and still come together at later times.
She don't want to be married.
That might be the marriage for me.
That's
right,
the question. Go ahead, Chris. Go off, King.
She wants a boyfriend. You don't want a husband. That's the most ridiculous stuff I've ever heard.
I will say this. Can we do this? Okay, so do you remember all the old TV shows where they slept in twin beds, right?
Is that how it was in real life?
Yes.
Or they just didn't want to show on TV?
No, people slept in twin beds.
In the same bed. I don't know. I mean, do you know for a fact? Because I know my grandparents slept in the same bed, both sets. And they were married for 50-plus years till they died. I mean, I don't know. I'm not saying it wasn't, Rob. I do remember the shows, like you said, like Leave It to Beaver. But I think it was they didn't want to show two people, you know, man and woman in the bed together.
Because it was Ricky.
Because it was just a
Ricky
different time.
And Lucy, they slept in twin beds.
I love Lucy. Yep.
Do you know, I think I brought this up to you before. The first husband and wife on television to share a bed, Chris. There was a couple.
It was who? Nod or something like
that? No, not that late. It was in the 60s. You ready? Herman and Lily Munster slept in the same bed. So they weren't even real. You know what I mean? Like, that was the first couple where you saw them in bed.
Look, I was telling Rob G this earlier when we talked about this topic. So, like, I start out when my wife and I'll be holding her when we go to sleep. Her back's to me.
It's a little intimate. Okay, let me hear this.
And then, you know, 5-10 minutes, I turn around, I get on my side, and I lay down and sleep. When it's time to go to sleep, I lay, you know, I stop holding her, and I turn my back to her, and I sleep, and she sleep. And, I mean, we don't, now, my parents, Rob, They slept in each other's arms.
I couldn't do that. I used to say that was one of my biggest things is my wife thought I was a pillow or something. And I'm like, I know this feels good to you. It's uncomfortable to me. Okay? It's uncomfortable. I
want to
sleep.
Like,
my arm is right. Dead. Do you know what I mean, right. Chris? Like, you know what right. I'm talking about. It's bad.
But you can sleep in, like, even, like I said, I'm sleeping on my side of the bed. My wife's sleeping on her side of the bed. But I don't desire us to be in a separate bed. Like, I want to sleep in the same bed with my wife.
Rob
you know,
G?
And any married couple that doesn't, I'm just, like, a little bit baffled. Unless you just have a small bed that, you know, you can't get space.
Right. Rob that's G, one. You're married.
I think that's the key. Because on the surface, this sounds crazy to me. Until I realized that the reason why my wife and I have a king-size bed is specifically so that when we go to sleep, we can be comfortable. Because if we're trying to sleep on a queen or a full whatever size bed, to your point, Rob, it's just not comfortable.
It's not comfortable. It, like, that doesn't mean that you don't love your wife or whatever, Chris. So, it's not comfortable.
So you don't even think in a queen size bed?
I mean, people who don't sleep well,
right.
Like, who toss and turn a lot, or they're always like, you know, now that I have a daughter, she comes in and sleeps horizontally.
Full or queen.
Does she?
It's I hate it. It sucks. Well, I'm getting kicked in the back.
That's crazy. That'd be tough. But I'm just saying, like, I get it if it's a twin bed. But a full or queen size bed.
Chris, you know you don't have a queen.
A few people that sleep wild, I get it. But most people.
Chris got an Alaskan king.
But most people don't sleep that wild. You know what I mean? Most people would be able to, you know, you may not even be touching each other, but you could sleep together in a twin or full. But she's talking about separate houses and stuff.
Alex, your future wife, will she be able to use you as a pillow?
Rob, Cameron Diaz may be onto something. I can't even keep a straight face. I tried. No, I'll be real with you. So me and my ex, we were together for like 7 years, right? I'll be honest. I'm like Chris's mom and dad. I loved falling asleep with her every night. I was comfortable. We were both good sleepers. We didn't rock a lot. We didn't snore. For me, it's easy. I mean, when I'm close to somebody, because I think you guys can agree with this, especially you, Chris, that's like the most vulnerable state you could ever be in is sleeping. So to fall asleep next to somebody you truly love, I think that's just, it's kind of romantic,
man. Alex. I'll say this quickly. We used to be like that. We used to sleep like that. Not that our love is dissipated.
Right.
But as I got older, I don't know, it just wasn't as comfortable.
That makes sense.
You know, I'll tell you this. In the marriage, we did sleep more
My wife, I don't know what, she was like an incubator. I mean, she was so hot and warm. It was great. You know what I mean? When she gets in bed and you cuddle up and you... And
did
then I think she got to
like
she got real cold.
Like
and I, you know, I don't know what happened.
All right, Rob, calm down.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.